Thank you for tuning in to Investment Insight presented by McKay Wealth Advisory. My name is Hayden Proffitt. Joining us today, we have Brent McKay. Brent, tax time, 1099-Rs and 1099 different statements are coming out. Tell us about it.
Okay, so a lot of people get the 1099-Rs first because when you pull money out of a retirement account, that money came out the previous year. So it's very easy because it's like whatever you pull out is taxable. So those forms always come first. If you did a rollover, you're still going to get a 1099-R because you know the money's still left your 401k. But don't be alarmed. That rollover code should have a G on it, which shows that it was rolled over.
Yeah.
If you don't get a code on there, it's okay too, because when we roll money over from a 401k to an IRA, we code it to the IRS. And you can use the statement of the month that you did the rollover as your backup record on there. One of the weird things about tax forms with rollovers is the 5498 form that shows the rollover comes out 30 days after tax season. But that's because the IRS has IRA contributions and Roth IRA contributions on the same form as the rollover. And since you could do a contribution to a retirement account up to tax day for the previous year, it kind of gets confusing. Right. Then you also have 1099 D and I. Schwab is going to make those available from February 14th to February 28th. So if you're getting them in the mail, add a couple more weeks. But if you're really concerned, you know, after the 28th, 29th, call our office. We're happy to, you know, get them printed for you. The mail is struggling sometimes with getting, you know, it's common for checks to be lost or things to occur. So that does happen. But those forms are going to come out over the next couple of weeks, but it is confusing. Don't do your taxes yet. Wait till you get all your paperwork. We're also offering a service that we've had some success with. If you want us to double check your return for simple mistakes, we will look at it. You know, we're not accountants. We don't claim to be. We don't want to do tax returns. We're not going to give full tax advice. But if we see a simple mistake involving investments, we're happy to look at your return. And we've had a high success rate of finding mistakes.
Right.
We don't have as many customers as an accountant does because we limit the number of customers we work with. So we could probably spend a little bit more attention on some of the details because they're busy. I mean, these accountants have to see all these people, maybe 1,000 people in 5 or 6 weeks. And that's not something that's easy to do. So we're happy to double check those returns. It may take us a while. You may have to give us a little bit of time to look at it because we will look at it and we'll do it intently. But we are offering that service and we would encourage you to let us look at it if you want to.
Yeah, perfect. Well, thanks for talking to us today about all these different tax forms and just kind of what the deadlines are to expect. And thank you for tuning in as well. Hope you have a great day.